Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're probably baking cookies with the kids in the kitchen, but today's show has sexual overtones. Oh, they're overtones, all right. So you might want to take the kids and put them somewhere where they won't hear this show. Okay, that's my way of telling you that today's program is for mature audiences. I'll wait till you get them out of the room. Are they out? No? Or... Come on, get them out of the room. Come on. Are they gone? Okay, good. Today's show is about cat houses. We're going to speak to Dennis Hoff, who is the owner and proprietor of the Bunny Ranch and other brothels or cat houses in the state of Nevada, where this prostitution thing is legal in certain circumstances. He runs a very successful business. We're going to talk to him and one of his quote-unquote starlets. Starlets are women who do the thing. I think that's what that means. So that's our discussion today. Sit back, take your clothes off. I mean, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. You can stay dressed. And we're going to discuss what goes on in your mind when it comes to this kind of stuff. And we'll speak to Dennis Hoff himself on today's program.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh, they're going to get weird, all right.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I kind of belched there for a second. A little bit of gas, you'll have to excuse me.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ron Van Dam. Hope you're feeling well. Well, even if you're not, whatever. It's fine. Even if you're not feeling well, you can listen to this. Doesn't take a lot. You sit down, you listen, it's... What, you know, kind of effort is that on your part? On my part, it's a whole different thing. Today on the program, as I said at the beginning of the program, we're going to speak to Dennis Hoff, who owns the Bunny Ranch and other locations in Nevada. There are houses of prostitution. That's the Italian word for it. They're brothels. I don't know how I feel about that. I was thinking about it. We've spoken to Dennis Hoff before, by the way. I don't really know how I feel about this. Now that you have a president who stands in buses and talks about women's bajoom-jooms, I guess it's the cat's out of the bag, so to speak, or the pussy's out of the well. I don't know the phrase. Everything's fine now, I guess. I mean, the guy curses. He's cursed in front of audiences when he was campaigning. I guess it just anything goes now. So marijuana is now legalized in some states. I you know, things are turning, my friends. So I guess the cat's out of the bag in that sense. I don't know what that phrase means. Why would somebody put a cat in a bag? I guess to keep it quiet? I don't know why. There are other animals I'd like to put in bags. There are people I'd like to put in bags. And I don't mean that as a threat. Just in an existential manner. In any event, focus. I don't know how I feel about process. I guess it's fine. I guess if you can have sex with a stranger, it's not good to do it for two reasons. One is because if you're with somebody, you're married or you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, then it's going to hurt somebody very, very badly. On the other hand, that's your own private business. If you want to hurt somebody badly by cheating on them, I guess, you know, you cannot dictate that you can't do that. So, okay, you're going to lose your relationship, but whatever. And the other thing is the sexual transmitted disease. No one wants that. Raise your hand if you want a sexually transmitted disease. Nobody raised their hand. Oh, you did. Wow, that's weird. Wow. Nobody wants that. That's embarrassing. You got to go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, where'd you get this from? Toilet seat? No, you had, we know. And if, yucky. And then you get into creams and salves, and you got to take pills, and really, I guess that's what you do. I've never had one of those things, but I don't want one. So I get, but if things were regulated, like marijuana apparently will be regulated somehow. I don't know how this works. We'll see what happens with that. But why can't you regulate brothels where the girls are checked out to make sure that they are disease-free? I don't know if the clients are disease-free. That's up to, that's the problem, I suppose. But Dennis Hoff, who owns these brothels, actually does test the girls. I think it's, I don't know what kind of test. It might be an SAT. I'm not sure what. Anyway, I'm not sure how I feel about this. I'm tending to think that you can really do whatever you want as long as it doesn't hurt the general public. And I guess this is a private matter between you and your sexual desires. And I don't know. Anyway, we're going to speak to Dennis today. It's a very interesting subject. Did I ever tell you the story? Oh, I don't know if I should. Did I ever tell you the story where I almost got involved in going to a brothel? Yeah, I think I've told it before, but it certainly requires a repeat of that story.
And now it's time for one of Ron's funny stories. You could practically hear the quotes around funny, couldn't you?
I was a young little kid. I was in my young 20s, probably only 22 or 21 or 20 or maybe even 19. Maybe I was 6. I have really obviously no clue how old I was. But I was old enough to walk the streets of Manhattan in New York City. I was a movie theater manager, as I've said on the program before. And we would work until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. The last show would be at about 11 o'clock. Sometimes there'd be a midnight show in New York. And it would let out at 2 o'clock, and we would have to count the receipts and count the money and bring it down to the bank deposit slot there down the street. So I wasn't on my way home till 2 o'clock in the morning on any given day. And there were other movie theater managers, and we would meet at 2 o'clock in the morning and maybe have a drink, because bars in New York are open until 4 a.m. Then they close and they open for breakfast right away. So you never actually leave. That was my New York life when I was in my early 20s. As soon as I could drink, I did that, I suppose. Anyway, so we would meet at like 2 o'clock in the morning. We would, you know, have some drink, and we'd be walking the streets of New York at 2 o'clock in the morning, but there were like three or four of us. So it was cool. And I remember it was down to just two, and I'm walking to the subway with my friend. His name was Kent. His first name is Kent. That's a great name, man, Kent. Of course, your media thought is Superman, Clark Kent, right? This was his first name was Kent. And if your first name is going to be Kent, you're going to be successful. There is not a Walmart greeter named Kent, I guarantee you. Kent is a successful business owner's name. I don't know what he's doing. I haven't been in touch with him for decades and decades, but I assume he's successful. Anyway, so we're walking down the street, and we're passing this place on 56th Street, I think it was, around 3rd Avenue. And there were lights on in the first floor of this brownstone. There was like a small walk-up thing to the front door, about 6-7 steps, front door, and the lights were on. And this is like 2:30 in the morning. And this woman comes out of the door, and from the stoop, she yells down to us, "Want to come upstairs for some fun?" And we thought, well, Kent, we do play Scrabble. But I don't think that's what she was talking about. And we looked at each other. We were young. We were adventurous. We were stupid. And we kind of knew pretty much what was going on, we thought. And she said, "It's just for a massage, guys. Just for a massage on your way home. Come on up. Get a nice massage." And I look at Kent, and he looks at me, and there was no attraction. So we said, okay, fine. What the hell? So we walk up the stairs. We enter the door in this brownstone, and we walk inside. And there are 6 or 7 girls, very sleazily dressed, sitting on couches all over the lobby of this first floor. And one of the girls comes up and says, "Yeah, massages are 30, 40 bucks, you know, depending on what you want. And that's about it. Choose your girl, and you guys have a good time." Well, you know, in the back of our minds, way in the back of our minds, we're saying to ourselves, I don't know what this really is. In the front of our minds, we're saying to ourselves, 30, 40 bucks, get a nice massage. It's been a long day. I'm on the way home. Sure, why not? My shoulders hurt. My back hurts a little bit. Why not? That's in the front of the mind. In the back, we're going, I don't know. He picks up a girl from the couch. I see an attractive woman, sleazily dressed, over in the corner. He picks up his girl. I take mine by the hand, and they lead us into these private little parlor rooms, which are off this big room, and they're very dimly lit, kind of an orange glow to them, this amber kind of lighting, a lot of beads. There are a lot of beads hanging from the ceiling, just beads, and there's a massage table there. And I completely forget about where my friend Kent is going. He's in another room. I'm focused on what I'm doing here. And she said, you can take your clothes off, or I can take them off for you. I said, no, I'll take them off myself. And I took them off, and I laid face down on the table. And this woman starts to disrobe. And I'm saying to myself, okay, whatever. And she starts massaging. It's a pretty good massage. It's a pretty good massage. This goes on for, I'm thinking, you know, what is this? Probably like a half hour, an hour massage or something. This massage lasts for about 3 minutes. And then she walks over to the side where my head is cocked. That's my head. And I see her standing there totally naked. And there's a lump in my throat and other places as well. And she says, are you ready for something extra? And I said, I don't know. Now, you got to remember, this is my first, you know, time with this kind of thing. I mean, I was sexually somewhat active, certainly, but not in a paid situation in a strange place, in an official illegal place. And that's immediately what went through my mind. I don't think this is legal. I'm not sure, but I don't think I'm supposed to be here, and I don't think they're supposed to be doing this. And One shoulder is said, there's a guy on my left shoulder saying, go on, do it. You only live once. What the hell is a special circumstance? $30-$40. You can swing this. Go on, have a good time, Van Damme. Then there's a guy on my other shoulder that's saying, this is not right. Oh, this is not right. You can't do this. Now, I wasn't with any particular person, so it's not like I was going to hurt anybody else. This was totally between me and my ethical self. And what seemed to be hours of wrestling back and forth in my mind is whether I should go through it or not, probably was only about 10 seconds. And she's just standing there. And finally, she says, well, what will it be? Well, when someone says to you, well, what will it be? You pretty much have to make a decision. And I said, no, the massage was fine as it was. Thank you very much. And I stood up and I gave her $30, I think it was. And I said, thank you very much. And I thought to myself, "Oh crap! I'm an asshole. I'm an idiot. Oh my goodness! I'm a wonderful person. I'm an idiot, and I'm a wonderful person." I was still wrestling in my mind, and she leaves the room. I get dressed. I wonder if there's some guy out there with a billy club who's going to smack my head in and take my wallet. I'm in a bad place. I'm just in a bad place right now. And I get dressed and I walk back into the lobby on my way out of the building. And standing there in the lobby is my friend Kent. And I look at him and he looks at me. And we point to each other as if to say, did you? And we both shook our heads no. And without muttering a word, we left the building. Walked down those stairs back to the street level, walked to the subway, and that was it. And I think back now as to whether I would have done otherwise, and I'm kind of proud that I didn't. My good shoulder outweighed my bad shoulder.
Another funny story from Ron. Wait, that was supposed to be funny? Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't funny. And how old are you, by the way? I don't think it was. What's she doing here? What is she doing here? She's not supposed to be here. She's underage. It's not right. So we're going to speak to Dennis Hoff coming up in the second half of this program.
Are you aware that one in every seven Americans is in desperate need of a dope slap? Studies show that every 17 seconds in America, someone writes, says, or does something so incredibly stupid that they deserve to be slapped, and you can help. If someone you know commits an act of boneheaded stupidity, simply extend your hand with the palm facing to the side, draw your arm back, and deliver a sharp, solid blow straight across their forehead. It's called a dope slap. It only takes a moment to perform, but the lesson can last a lifetime. This has been a message from the American Dope Slap Association and Metro South Podcasting.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know. I'm betwixt and between. Isn't that a candy bar? Twix is. Tween is something else. Tween is like somebody who's a teenager and a weenie. I don't understand. Anyway, we're going to speak to Dennis Hoff. He runs a very respectable place. I called them yesterday to double check this, and it's interesting, you know, you call up, it's like a regular phone number, and you get the Bunny Ranch. This is what happened here. That's me breathing. I'm breathing.
Hello, this is Madame Suzette. Thank you for calling Sagebrush Ranch, a fine addition to Dennis Hoff's collection of cat houses. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. Otherwise, listen to the following options. Press 1 for directions to the Sagebrush Ranch. Press 2 to make an appointment with one of our starlets. Press 3 for limo and sedan services. Press 4 for employment opportunities. Press 5 for sex prices. Press 6 to hear one of our starlets in action. Or press 0 to speak to one of our customer service representatives.
This is Hollywood. You want to come please me? Oh, I'm at the Sagebrush Ranch waiting for you. Yeah? I'm right there. Harder. God, this is so good. We accept Visa, MasterCard, and Discover.
All right, that's enough. Thank you very much. I don't know. I think I should ask for customer service.
Hi, this is Bob Robinson from Bob's Handy Around the House. I'm a local handyman. I've been in business for the last 50 years on my own, doing light repair work in our area. Whatever you need done, carpentry, painting, floors, tiling, yard work, I can do it all for you. I'll come to your home and do the work for a very reasonable fee. Naked. I should probably mention that I will be naked while I do this work. Buck naked, not a stitch on me, waving in the wind, in my birthday suit, showing what God gave me, naked as a jaybird. I'll be naked the whole time. I show up naked, I do the work naked, you pay me while I'm naked. Bob's Handy Around the House, Bob Robinson. You can look me up on Facebook, where I am naked.
Dennis Hoff is the author of Art of the Pimp, and he's joined by Chrissy Summer, who's a former University of Michigan cheerleader and a PhD candidate and former Bunny Ranch employee. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm great. This is interesting. So this is the Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch, featured on the HBO Cat House series, and the book is the Judith Regan book.
And so it's fascinating, a very popular destination for many and many celebrities, I understand.
Absolutely. It's on most people's to-do list and from around the world. You know, the TV show's in 64 countries now.
Yes, very, very popular. Now, the ranch is located where exactly?
In northern Nevada. I have 7 locations, but the Bunny Ranch is in northern Nevada, right between Reno and Lake Tahoe. Carson City, the capital of Nevada.
Yay. And I guess the first question that anybody would be asking is how is it legal?
Well, it started in Virginia City with a Comstock Lode. Mark Twain was the editor of the newspaper in the 1850s. And there was 20,000 miners there, and the mining companies asked the girls from the Midwest and the East to come in there and supply some entertainment.
And yeah, so, but in this day and age, with all the crazy laws, but it's still legal to have a brothel in Nevada?
Still legal in certain places, not Las Vegas or Reno,
right.
But in our county, it is legal and it's licensed. My place, it's our 60th year anniversary. It opened up in 1955.
Mm-hmm.
The business became legal in 1972. I came in there with Andy Kaufman around 77. I bought the place in 92 and went on to make it the most famous place in the world.
Yeah. I mean, yes. And Chrissy, you're his girlfriend?
Yes, I am.
All right. And how does this, were you a part of the ranch? Is that how you met?
Yeah, I actually used to work there. I went there to pay off my
school of loans, actually, and now I'm working on my PhD. But yeah, that's how I actually met him.
Wow. Yeah, that's the best thing that HBO ever did for me, is she was a fan.
Are there many visitors to the ranch that prefer not to be public that they're visitors?
Absolutely. We've got blacked out limos. We've got a back door. We've got VIP areas where politicians and celebrities can come in there, and all the rock stars when they're traveling. Yeah. Everybody stops by the Bunny Ranch once in a while.
And I bet, Dennis and Chrissy, that they just have the times of their lives.
Yes.
Well, it is. It's just fun, and that's what it's about. And get back, Kaufman coined that phrase, not just sex and adventure. And it's more about the adventure than it is anything else.
So is it easy? A lot of people wouldn't understand that you can be in love and yet also have other interests.
I absolutely understand it because I see it every day of my life, and I've lived it. You know, I'm a guy that of course enjoys girls and wants to have a good time. So I can be in love, but there's nothing better than having an emotional involvement and great sex. But if you can't have both, one or the other is okay.
Do you have a Viagra dispensing machine in the lobby?
We should have it set up. We get a Viagra drip where you can just sit there. Have a beer and be on a Viagra drip. Actually, I have three girls there. One's named Levitra, one's Cialis, and one's Viagra.
Perfect, perfect. So, the Art of the Pimp is in book form. And tell me about the book.
Well, it's a tell-all. It's all the behind scenes of our television show. It's all the inner workings. It's my personal life, my travels, my destinations, my trials and tribulations. It's about celebrities that come there. Chrissy has a chapter in there telling her entire story. It's the most honest book that anyone will ever read, per Judith Regan, the publisher.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is the book's already out?
It's already out, and you can go to BunnyRanch.com. And it'll tell you all the major booksellers are selling it. Number one in its category already, and it's just been on the market for four or 5 days.
You have to read it. It's amazing.
I think it's going to be the new 57,000 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
And better. It's absolutely better because the girls are going to tell all the stories of what happens in the rooms and all the craziness, and they're telling it all. I'm telling the girls of the world what it takes to keep their men happy, because there's a lot of people out there that relationships aren't good, and we know how to improve it.
I bet. Dennis, are there any, like, rules involved when people visit the ranch?
Well, you have to have fun.
Yeah, okay.
That's number one.
Be respectful, I would say.
Be respectful. have fun. Those are the two major rules. I tell the girls, and have fun, make money. That's the rules for the girls. That's the number one thing in the rule book. Have fun, make money. Because unless they're having fun, they're not going to make any money. And unless they're making money, they're not going to have any fun.
Right. Would you liken it to a respectable, fantastic strip club?
Well, except that we're not teasing people. I look at the strip club business as a come-on, you know. How's the stripper say goodbye? I'll be right back, honey.
Yeah.
And the Bunny Ranch is not about that. In fact, when HBO came there in 2001, they looked it over and they said, this is real. Uh-huh. This is honest. And it's what needs to happen all over America.
Yeah.
You've got a serious problem right there in Boston with the illegal prostitution business. The only ones that make any money off of it is the criminals.
Right.
And it's a terrible, terrible, disgusting business until you legalize it. Same way with the liquor business and marijuana also now.
Do you have bodyguards at the ranch? Because I would assume that there are some people that arrive, especially the crazy, freaked out rock stars, who might get out of hand.
Well, we've got 50 beautiful girls with high heels, and they can be real tough. Right?
One of those heels in the eye, and you're done.
Absolutely. Chrissy's ahead of our security team.
Yeah. Chrissy, how long have you been at the ranch? What year did you first set your feet, your heels onto the ranch?
Yeah, no, I started there in December of 2013, and I worked there for a few months. It took me a few months to pay off my school loans, and now I'm retired. I'm actually working on my doctorate degree at a school in San Francisco.
Wow, okay. So
that's what I like to see. I like to see girls come in there with goals and achieve their goals, and I think that, you know, Chrissy needed to pay off these school loans so she could go out back and work on her master's, and now she's not too long from being Dr. Summers.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow, cool. You titled the book The Art of the Pimp, and I'm assuming that you consider the phrase pimp not to be a negative one, as most people might look at it.
Ron, thank you for asking, because I hate the word pimp, and I hate pimps, and I hate what they stand for. It's tongue-in-cheek. Uh-huh. I've got a great sense of humor, and I know what I do, but the last thing I am is a pimp. It's just a tongue-in-cheek remark and title that's getting everybody's attention. It's number one in its category right now because I tell it all. I tell all everything that's really happening there, good, bad, and ugly.
And you're nicknamed the P.T. Barnum of booty, which I think is very, very cool.
Well, Larry Flint gave me that. And he calls me the P.T. Barnum of booty. He also calls me the Pimp Master General of America. He'd like to see me wearing that whole coat with all the medals on it, like Jocelyn Elders or C. Everett Koop.
Yeah. And so you there's six other locations besides the main one.
Absolutely. I have three, an hour out of Las Vegas, and I have four right between Reno and Lake Tahoe in the capital, and that's where the world-famous Bunny Ranch is. In fact, it was a stop on the Pony Express Trail in 1860 and 1861.
Why wouldn't it be? Especially if you're going to spend all day on a horse, if you know what I mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Say, if we wanted to follow you and find out more about Chrissy and yourself, is there a website or some way to follow and find out about the ranch?
Yes, bunnyranch.com. The book's available in Barnes & Noble and every major seller. And, of course, Chrissy.
Yes, I have a Twitter, ChrissySummers88, and that's K-R-I-S-S-Y. And then I also have ChrissySummers.com. I'm working on my website and throwing new pictures up there, so just take a look at that.
Sounds like a whole ball of fun, and you know what? Life should be a whole ball of fun. So, congrats to the both of you. And
thank you, Ron. We want to get you out there someday, broadcasting live from the Bunny Ranch.
Well, that's an excellent idea. The Art of the Pimp, Dennis Hoff and Chrissy joining them. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care. So many temptations in life, aren't there? You know, in one sense, you want to do what's right. I mean, you religious people, if you do what's right, you're going to go to heaven. If you do what's wrong, hell. Up or down. Escalators, up or down. Some people are very ethical. They want to be good, which is a good thing. I think that's how we coexist on this planet, is people basically wanting to be good and looking out for each other. Otherwise, you would have chaos and horrible death and zombie apocalypse and the whole bit. But on the other hand, you only live once. You might as well enjoy yourself. It's not going to hurt anybody else. You have to weigh those things. Is it going to hurt somebody else? If it doesn't, you only live once. So why not enjoy? Prostitution has been around since the beginning of time. There was Adam, Eve, and Trixie, who worked down the street. She had an apple that was bigger than Eve's, and Adam didn't quite know what to do. But he was a religious guy, apparently, so he had to do the right thing. Because the story was going to end up in the Bible, and you don't want to screw that up. You know, you don't want to screw that up. You're the first guy, apparently. You don't want to screw up that opportunity. Eve wasn't that bad. Her apple wasn't that large. But it was the right thing to do. And good for you, Adam. Otherwise, we'd be in a different place. Tempting. It's just life is so tempting.
new shoes and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and the steeple, the laundry on the hill, the billboards and the buildings, memories of it still. Keep calling and calling, but forget it all, I know I will. Tempted by the fruit of another.
Oh yeah, tempted.
Tempted, but the truth is discovered.
All kinds of fruit. Fruit is very good for you, by the way. Vegetables and fruit, you'll live a long, happy life.
And the car park, the airport, the baggage carousel.
The people keep on crying,
and wishing I was well.
I said it's no occasion,
it's no story I tell.
At my bedside, empty pocket, a foot without a sock. Your body gets much closer. I fumble for the clock. Alarm by the seduction. I wish it would stop. Tempted by the fruit of another. Tempted, but the truth is discovered. What's been going on now that you have gone?
Well, what can I tell you? You make your decisions, you stick by them, but things can bite you in the ass. Did you know that? Yeah, things can come around behind you and bite you in the ass. That's where you got to use your brains and figure it out. That ass biting ain't too much fun. Bite can be very deep sometimes. Well, look, you can bring the kids back in the room now and do whatever you're going to do with them. Play a board game, feed them some lunch, whatever. I'm done. But I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, I so much wish you peace. I really do. I wish you peace.
Unbelievably painful.
Whatever.